I'm talking about Rory Smith to talk about the Club World Cup. Well, not really the Club World Cup, because, I mean, this should perhaps be an embarrassing admission. Well, maybe if I didn't host literally the Anfield Rap and had to talk about football in general, but I'm still not entirely aware of all the teams that are in the Club World Cup. I'm not entirely sure when it starts, and I've got genuinely no wish to watch practically any of it. And not even in a particularly sort of snide way, just in a sort of a, maybe this thing will grab me and it'll catch me as I go along. Why I'm intrigued and talk a lot, obviously, to Phil Blundell about the Club World Cup, Rory, is because I think it disturbs the natural rhythm of football in quite an interesting way, not dissimilar to the 2022 World Cup, which also disturbed the natural rhythm of football and had, I think, quite significant ramifications in a number of areas. Like, you can perhaps make an argument that if the 2022 World Cup doesn't happen, Jurgen Klopp is still Liverpool manager. If you wanted to go down
That's an interesting counterfactual history.
Isn't that an interesting counterfactual history? But it's possible that it's the case. I don't think it necessarily is. I think I would probably talk myself out of it, but it's there.
Yeah.
This thing happened, and part of, for instance, why Arsenal supporters have gone mad could well be related to the 2022 World Cup. They just don't know it.
Yeah.
Okay. The World Cup let Arsenal have the first 19 games of that season, get 50 points on the board, go to bits, but it put them further ahead in their trajectory than they were, which therefore made them think they had a divine right to win the league last season, i.e. the one that Liverpool have just won. And so there's loads of things you can do. My point is that I think the Club World Cup is already now distorting football. And the reason why is because this rash of transfer business, some of which doesn't even involve teams that are in the Club World Cup on either side, I think is happening now because of the Club World Cup.
I think what's happened to an extent is kind of two things. So one is that you have teams in the Club World Cup, and we can talk about the Club World Cup more broadly, because I think the way that it's being, like the Seattle Sounders, I think, warmed up in t-shirts the other day saying, you know, Club World cash grab, which is very much the kind of default position on it. And look,
is that an MLS-specific position as well, though, from the Seattle Sounders?
I think there might be some sort of gripe going on that Inter Miami have no real right to be there, and LA Galaxy or LAFC, whichever LA team qualified on the day of the Champions League final by beating Club America, I think it was LAFC, it's not entirely clear why they're there other than they play in Los Angeles. So it may well be that there is MLS-specific resistance to it. But it strikes me that, and Phil is obviously someone who I take a lot of my football opinions from, Phil's thing is this, well, particularly it's that the market has been completely ignored, isn't it? I think a PSG still 14-1 or something to win it, whereas they've just...
Well, that's one of Phil's points, yes.
Yeah, they've just amply proved they're probably the best team in the world.